Wednesday's Business Report focuses on your workplace. Tomorrow, the federal government will release the latest estimates for fourth quarter growth in productivity. That's a measurement of goods and services Americans produce for each hour of work. The number does not get as much public attention as the smallest rise or dip in the unemployment rate, but it can tell us a lot about the economy. David Wessel, the Wall Street Journal's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief, has been tracking the movement of the productivity figures, and he's with us this morning once again. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what does this productivity rate really show us?
Well, higher productivity means we make more stuff with less effort. Around 1995, the American economy finally figured out how to make computers work for us. Productivity growth went from about 1.5% a year to about 2.5% a year. These numbers sound small, but they make a big difference. At 1.5 percentage points, it takes 50 years to double the standard of living. At 2.5%, it takes only 30 years.
And so what's happening now with productivity after this decade or so of growth?
For the past couple of years, productivity has been growing at a remarkably fast 4% a year. Well, the very torrid pace has gone away, and economists are predicting an increase of about 2.5%. Pretty good by historic standards, but not nearly as fast as we've been enjoying lately.
Now, I wonder, you mentioned that over the course of generations, this can drastically affect the whole country's standard of living. Might it affect our ability to afford things like continuing Social Security, which is very much in debate right now?
Absolutely. When anybody tries to make a guess about the Social Security problem, they have to make an estimate of what productivity growth will be over 75 years. The Social Security trustees have a fairly conservative estimate of productivity, and some of their critics say that if they were a little more optimistic, then there wouldn't be so much urgency in fixing it right now. If productivity grows just 1/4 percentage point faster a year, every year for 75 years, that by itself solves about 25% of the entire Social Security problem.
Is that really so unrealistic to expect?
It's very hard to be realistic about a 75-year projection that relies on forecasting what we will discover, how we will employ technology, what new techniques we will develop for organizing the workplace. If you're in the business of predicting the solvency of a retirement program, you're paid to be conservative. But if you get too pessimistic, then you lead to big tax increases or benefit cuts and really unpleasant changes in a program that may prove to be unnecessary.
David, thanks very much. Good talking to you again.
Good talking to you.
David Wessel is the Wall Street Journal's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief. Tomorrow, we will not learn the real 75-year forecast for productivity, but we will at least learn how things went in the fourth quarter.